Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have some things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about what I call the customer's new prime expectation. You know, folks, when describing what influences our behavior as individuals, as we pursue our lives, you would likely include concepts associated with goals, plans, passion, desire, ego, personality, things like that, right? In matters of human interaction, as we meet, love, and work together, there's often an abiding struggle between my passion and your ego, for example, or your goals and my plans. Indeed, successful long-term personal relationships are based more on my tolerance of you today and your forbearance of me tomorrow. You know, the give and take. But in the marketplace, affection and sentiment give way to performance and contracts, because tolerance and forbearance are usually subjective, often inefficient, sometimes even unproductive. Consequently, a very powerful concept has been developed over the millennia in the 10,000 years of the marketplace. This concept is the nucleus of how marketplace participants like you and me, how we minimize conflict and find common ground. And in classically efficient marketplace style, I've reduced this concept to one word: expectation. For example, the most important thing for you to know about someone with whom you're negotiating a contract is that party's expectation, their prime expectation, that one true, uncompromising expectation beyond which they won't go. You need to find out what that is as soon as possible. But nowhere has the quest for expectation clarity been more in evidence than between sellers and customers. Because the quicker a customer's expectation about value and values, put an S on the end of that word too, the quicker we can find out what their expectations are, the quicker that you and I can find a way to fulfill those expectations and make a sale. As I said earlier, for 10,000 years, during the age of the seller, customer expectations were driven by consumption created by innovation, right? Think about that. Just think about, if you are old enough to remember the 20th century, any of the 20th century, all of this was around products and services produced and delivered by sellers to customers who essentially became passive recipients of the next innovation. Think about it. Think of all the new things customers have acquired for the first time in the past century. Look back on all the things that came, the new things that became available to us. Automobiles, kitchen appliances, right? Radios, televisions, personal computers, iPods, you name it, right? Microwaves. So our expectations were, what was the next thing that we're going to buy, that we need, the next innovation? What's coming next, right? But now, in the age of the customer, expectations are less about new things and more about new empowerment. Rather than anticipating a brand new product, customers are more likely to get excited about a new smartphone app that can help them find, review, compare, pay for, and take delivery. And increasingly, customers are eliminating sellers at this level of relevance, which is often before they even know about whether the seller is competitive or not. Think about that, folks. Customers are more likely to be expecting a more powerful way to find what they want than they are to find a new thing that they want. Because for the most part, I mean, think about this. All the new things that we acquired since the turn of the 20th century, how many new things are you anticipating acquiring next year? Probably, how long has it been since you acquired something brand spanking? The killer app, the age of the killer app, I'm not saying it's over, but it's slowed down, hasn't it? A seller's acquisition and retention of customers is now more about being relevant to their influence and control over the acquisition process. What can you do to help them have control over the acquisition process? And it's less likely about what's being acquired. Let me say that another way. Customer expectations become less about what you sell and more about how you make a transition handy, convenient, time-saving, on-demand, pre-appraised, on multiple platforms, in multimedia, all of this. This is a big part. What I just described to you folks is a huge part of the definition of relevance. And it's the prime expectation of customers. The prime expectation of customers is relevance. Long before they know whether you're competitive or not, customers will have ruled you in or out based on whether you are relevant to them, and increasingly along the lines of relevant to helping empowering them with the acquisition process, with the information gathering process. An expectation of relevance by customers is the new coin of the realm. Disregard this age of the customer truth at your own peril. The original prime expectation was competitiveness. The new one, my friends, in the age of the customer, is relevance. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.